Thank you for calling Craft Season Video Membership. This is Jamir speaking. May I please have your last name and 5-digit zip code pull up your account?
Yes, the last name is Cursi, C-U-R-C-I.
I'm sorry, I don't know if the phone went in and out. You said Chrissy?
Cursi, C-U-R-C-I.
C-U-R-C-R. Did I
say C-U-R-C-I.
That right? Okay, what's your zip code?
07024.
07024. And then, I don't know, every time you talk, I'm like, I don't know if my microphone is going in and out, but I want to make sure I spelled your last name right. It's C as in cat, U-R-C-R, correct?
C-I. I is the last initial letter.
Yeah, I as in igloo.
C-U-R-C-I. Can you speak louder, please?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't hear you. So whenever you're talking, I don't know. And maybe on my end, I don't know. But when you spell your last name out, it's like a noise. So I got the zip code 07024.
Right.
And if for the...
Cursi. C-U-R-C-I.
Okay, I as in igloo, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, so it did not pull up under the last name or zip code. Do you have an email address associated with the account? I can pull it up
okay.
That way.
ajcur2@yahoo.com.
Okay, and that was AJ, A as in apple, J as in Jack, C-U-R, the number 2, at yahoo.com. Is
yes.
That correct? Okay. Alrighty. Okay, so I pulled you up under the email address. Go ahead for me, verify the name and the address on file.
It's Arlene Cursi, C-U-R-C-I, at 2400 Hudson Terrace, Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Alrighty, thank you for verifying that information for me. And how may I assist your call today?
Right, I joined yesterday as in the premium membership, and I was told, or I read, that membership allows you to take any class just about without having to pay for it.
Okay, so yeah, you have access to over 1,500 different classes that we offer. Then I know there's 33, if there's a lock on it, then I know there's 33 classes out of the 1,500, even with the premium that you would have to purchase. So what is the name of that class? I could check the list for you to see.
Well, I've looked at like 10 different classes. Everything is requiring me to purchase it. So I don't
so
see.
So you've already, let me see. Give me one.
I don't see what the membership did for me.
Let me see. I'm gonna go log in as you under your email address. Give me one moment.
All right, I'm on. I'm logged on at the moment. You want me to get off?
No, you can stay on. There's no problem. Two people can be on at once. You stay on because I want to guide you. I want to see what you're talking about so I can assist you and help you and make sure that everything's correct. So I'm going on the website. Give me one moment.
All right, I'm going to lose connectivity, the battery on my computer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to...
One minute. But if you choose painting classes, you'll see that everything that's displayed is asking me to purchase it.
Okay, so I'm logging on. I'm on as you, and you're saying you went to which one, paint classes?
Painting classes or any classes. It's just... asking me to pay for it. I don't see what the membership did for me.
Okay, so I'm logged in as you right now, and I click on, I go down and I click on the where the browse categories. I selected paint, and I see 91 different classes that they're providing on this screen. You know, you're able to play it. Well, I'm going to play it right now. Okay, so I'm able to play it on my end. So I just want to make sure. Let me turn it off. Okay, so it's letting me get in on my end, so I'm just trying to make sure, I'm able to view the different classes. So are you on Let's try to do it on a different browser. What kind of browser are you on? Are you on Internet
Explorer? I'm on Chrome. All right, I just got disconnected, but I'm on Chrome. Are you going to tell me that I can't obtain classes?
You can. Yeah, you can't. You probably can, but we tell people to switch the browser, and usually that works. But like I said, I'm logged in as you right now, and I'm able to view all the classes that we have under the categories all the way on the bottom. Like, it let me push play and everything, so I was able to view it. I was trying to check and make sure there wasn't anything going on. So that's why I was trying to say you can either, you know, change different browsers.
Yeah,
or
I
try
won't be
something.
Able to do that. Do you want to hold on and I'll connect the computer again? And
Okay. You're good.
And you'll just have to hold on a minute. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't think it's the browser because I'm able to view the courses that are already in my library.
Yeah, I know. I see that you have classes. I saw that. But I'm talking about... Oh. So we scroll all the way down to the bottom. Okay, so say for instance, which class are you looking at? So I have Startup Library Painting with Watercolors with Kateri Ewig. That's the first class.
Let me just sign on for a second. It just seemed, I mean, I looked at 10, 15 classes, and it's not letting me get anything for free according to the membership. It's asking me to pay $40 or $60.
I know it offers you to pay to purchase to own if you like the video, but it lets you look at the video. You have a gear, you know, worth the access to look at the video. You don't have to technically purchase it right away, but you're able to view the whole video.
And I'm not understanding. I thought that it would download into the library. It's not on my personal computer, and then I would be able to view it any time.
You have the option to download it as well. It gives you that underneath the video. It's under bonus materials.
Right, I don't want to download it.
Yeah, you don't have to, but you have the option to download them.
Okay,
you know,
but
certain...
I'm not able to do anything unless I
pay. So are you logged in? Because you're not, that's what I'm saying. You on my end, I'm logged in as you right now, and it's letting me view it. So I'm trying to see if you're logged in under a different browser or something, because it's letting me view everything. So I just want to make sure there's not an error on your end.
You're able to begin a class and view it?
I'm able to click on the class and watch it, yes.
Does it download it to your my library?
I mean, I haven't tried to download it. Are you trying to see if it downloads? I mean, I could see.
No, don't download then. Okay. Let me just All right, it's telling me invalid username. It won't let me sign on.
Okay, so let me just sign out real quick and see if it makes a difference. Usually when I sign in, they let you... Okay, so I changed... Go ahead and put in the password because I changed it to get into your account. So put in lowercase a, b, c, numbers 1, 2, 3. Let's see if it lets you in.
Okay, now if I want to change it, change the password, I could do so on my account?
Yes, you can go ahead. So you'll go to my profile.
All right. So now I go to painting, the painting category, and I get painting classes. And
so the first one is Startup Library. Okay, let me just try.
Right, so the, everything is, anything that I click on, it asks me to pay for. So I'm not understanding.
So it doesn't let you play the video without, nothing should pop up, nothing to pay. Unless you're wanting to purchase to own, you can, purchase to own, but everything you should be able to view. So let me see.
All right, so I have Get Started Watercoloring. All right, do you see that one? Fresh Florals. It says play, so I hit play.
Okay, let me make sure.
And then,
give me 1 second, let's see.
Welcome to Get Started Watercolor.
Okay, so the one that has a lock on it, like where it wasn't let you play. Oh, okay, I see. Now let's make sure. Okay, so then there shouldn't be any locks.
Started playing, but I can't get rid of this.
There shouldn't be any locks on there. There should be. You should be able to view everything with the class preview and then what's underneath it. So are you saying it's locked on there?
No, I think it's just showing me the preview.
It's not showing you the whole actual class. It's only giving you the option to show. Okay, so then there's a problem then, because you're supposed
and
to have premium. You are able to view everything,
right,
except the 33.
Right, and then there's this big sign that's covering half the screen, Get Started Watercoloring Purchase to Own, and I can't seem to get rid of that brown band. That's
okay, so let me see what's going on, because I am seeing how you do have some locks. I mean, I've been clicking on, I've seen the first class. Now I'm seeing locks underneath the class review. So you're supposed to have access to all of that. Nothing should be locked at all with the premium. So give me 1 second. Let me actually go ahead and send over your account information. Let them know that, because you're not set to expire until December 30th of next year. So you have the Craftsman Premium membership. You paid the $29.99.
How do I get the class into my library? So that when I sign on, I see the classes right there.
You should see. Are you talking about Evans? I know we can't, save. We don't have the save option, like favorite option, just yet. They're working on that right now. So if you're trying to actually save the video, we don't have the save or the favorite option. So where you could save it or favorite.
I don't know. I have these are my content. I have classes from when I was a member years ago. I have like 6 classes that if I hit the My Content, it's there.
Yeah, so your classes. Yeah, well, you're trying to see when you can download your purchase classes to your device. Is that correct?
No, well, they told me yesterday this doesn't reside on my computer.
Oh,
it's just on my library, I guess, but it's on your website, I think. I don't think this is downloaded onto my computer, but there's 6 and it allows me to play them anytime I want. So how do I get new ones into this same library? I don't want to download it onto my computer. They told me yesterday that that's not how it works, but I can't. Everything's asking me to buy it.
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now. So I need to go ahead and see if someone can actually fix that on our end. Because you're a premium. You shouldn't have to buy everything. You're supposed to be able to watch all those videos that they provide you with each video. And then the option to download. So that's what I need to go ahead and make sure we get fixed. And see if we can go ahead and get that changed. Because you have premium. Out of all these classes, I see that, you have the locks on there. And it's asking you to buy. And it shouldn't be like that. So there's an error going on, because you should be able to view those classes. They shouldn't be asking you to pay for it. So we need to go ahead. When did you set up? When did you get the premium? Let me check.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. So we need to make sure that they know that you're premium and that you know, the website updates so that you are able to view. So let me go ahead and check on that for you, okay? And see if we can go ahead and get that requested in, letting them know that you have premium and it's not allowing you to view, you know, the videos at all. It's making you still, you know, want to they still have the purchase option, which it shouldn't be like that. So I need to go ahead and put in a request for that and go ahead and let them know, look into the account so we can see what's, you know, going on.
Is that something they could do now while I wait on the phone?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So give me one moment. I need to get that information over to them, though.
Okay. And I'm just going to also put you on hold. I have to do something else with the computer, but I'll be right back.
Okay, you're good. I'll have you on hold, too.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.